I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 27th. There are 647 cases of coronavirus. In Quincy, there have been 59 deaths, and 252 people have recovered from the virus. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says the vast majority of the deaths in Quincy have been in nursing homes, and that almost all have had underlying health conditions. City of Quincy and Bay State Community Services of Quincy have teamed up to provide help to people struggling with substance use disorder during the pandemic. A special phone number has been established to offer virtual 12-step meetings, one-on-one peer support, treatment referrals, medication-assisted treatment referrals, and linkage to housing support and other services. That service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 617-479-3700 or contact Quincy Substance Use Prevention Coordinator Laura Martin at lmartin@quincyma.gov. The Quincy School Committee will hold another virtual meeting this Wednesday to determine how to move forward now that schools will not be reopening for the remainder of the school year. Officials will discuss issues including grading, report cards, graduations, and other year-end activities. Online learning will continue through June 17th, and grab-and-go meal packets and learning enrichment materials will continue to be distributed weekdays from 11 a.m. to noon at Quincy and North Quincy High Schools and the Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, Clifford Marshall, Atherton Howe, Parker, and Montclair schools. Those meals are being offered to everyone. A reminder to call the Quincy City Clerk's office for questions about what is an essential and non-essential business in Quincy. Call 617-376-1131 for more information. Also, a reminder to please complete your 2020 federal census. Manatt Community Health Center of Quincy says they're seeing a 16% positive testing scenario as they continue to operate their drive-through COVID-19 testing tent at their West Quantum Street headquarters in North Quincy. About 700 Manatt patients have been tested so far. Appointments are required. Manatt is also providing coronavirus testing for Quincy public housing residents and homeless clients of Father Bill's shelter in Quincy. Quincy Police DARE officer Dawn Sauter tried to make a Quincy woman's birthday a little more special on Friday. Officer Sauter called upon his entertainer and serenaded Marie from a safe distance in his police cruiser outside of her home. Quincy police officers also recently were able to reunite a woman with her family after she became disoriented on the Four River Bridge. That woman didn't speak English, but was enrolled in the Project Lifesaver program, which helps staff at Quincy Medical Center notify her family. That program is available to any Quincy resident to help people with dementia, autism, Alzheimer's disease, or any other condition which might make them vulnerable. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news updates for Monday, April 27th.